This is Mick from National Rock Review. I have Michael Wilton from the only Queensryche in the world. How are you doing today, Michael?
I am doing great. I am just whip-tastic. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. You must feel rejuvenated now that everything's settled and ready to breathe, exhale, and move on.
That's right. It's slowly moving, and the mind is clearing, and I feel great.
Excellent. So tell us about the new writing process for the new album. Where are you guys at with the new one?
At the present, Queensryche is in the beginning stages of the writing the demos. We have about 6 demos right now with vocals on them, and it's progressing daily. So we will be writing our asses off in between all these flyout dates.
How's the writing process working with Todd on this one, now that you guys have a little bit more time to think about what you want to do and return Queensryche to the greatness that it was?
Well, working with Todd, he has a great melodic sense and a great sense of drumming. So he has great ideas, but, you know, he doesn't barge in, and he's not putting any problems into any of the discussions. So it's just a beautiful thing, and we are so happy to be working with him.
Now, I know the fans of Queensryche have been torn back and forth over the past couple of years between the whole split. And obviously, a lot of fans are really rejoicing, you know, now that things have settled and down and moved on. Have you got any feedback from peers in the rock and roll community?
Oh, constantly. You know, Kim Thayil of Soundgarden, Mike Inez of Alice in Chains, Slash. I mean, everybody has thanked me and said, a great move, and you guys are doing great. And we'd love to hear you, and we'll keep contacting you.
That's excellent. You guys just wrapped up a couple of festivals. You had the Cruise to the Edge. That was pretty exciting for you, eh?
The Cruise to the Edge, as you know, is a progressive cruise line that goes out with progressive bands, and that's great that we got asked to do that. But, you know, it was like many of our bands that we used to listen to when we were very young, bands like Yes, Marillion, Genesis, and just some great, great musicianship on there.
Did you get a chance to have any spontaneous jam sessions with some of your idols from those bands on the cruise?
No jam sessions. There was some impromptu stuff really late at night, but never got to make it there. And but it was great to see some of the my buds and Yes, and just wonderful to see shows on there that I love.
Right on. So you guys, also Pamela Moore was on the Cruise to the Edge with you, correct?
Yes, the lovely Pamela Moore was on the cruise with us, and she joined us on stage for a song, and that was great, and we were able to go see her perform and support her, so it was great seeing Pamela on the cruise.
Now you guys did a song with her prior to that at the casino show out in Washington State, correct? You guys did A World Without Live?
Yes, that's the one that we did on the cruise. That's great because she's on the album, and she can sing her part for that. So that's always a great one. And then, you know, if time permits, then we can always do the, you know, the extended length of Sweet Sister Mary, since she is the original Sweet Sister Mary on Operation Mindcrime. So that's always a fun one to play as well.
So you guys have a lot of shows coming up over the next, you know, over summertime here. Not as constant touring as you have in the past years. You have the Desert Rocks Bash coming up in Tucson. You have another show at the Speaking Rock Casino in El Paso. Then you head over to Sweden for the Sweden Rock Festival. Are you guys looking forward to touring back overseas again so quickly? And then you have one day over there, and then you come right back to the U.S. again.
Yeah, it's a bit tough on the age, but, you know, as these offers come in, they're just great, and we are having so much fun playing these shows, and just the phone has not stopped ringing, so it's great, and we just love to perpetuate Queensryche, bringing back the club. classics that everybody wants to hear, and we're having a great time all over the world doing this.
The response to the original songs or the older songs in your catalog, especially, you know, Queen of the Reich or the Queensryche EP, The Warning, Rage for Order, I mean, it is just literally breathed a new life into the band, you know, from my perspective. And I look at all the videos online, and it's just amazing to see. You know, you guys just must be thrilled to death to be playing all this older material again and having it sound the way it should sound.
Yes, it is. And that goes for, you know, any artist that has a long career, such as us, of 30 years and, or more. And we love playing the old classics. It was great on the cruise. I got to see Yes playing their first three albums, the entirety of Close to the Edge. And it was amazing. So I understand, you know, from a fan point of view, it's always great because it magnifies a point of time in their life that was special to them, and they love hearing those songs, how they vibrate in their memory and bring them back to a special place, just as it was for me listening to Yes.
So after you guys head to Sweden, actually while you're in Sweden, Madam X has reformed, and they're going to be over there playing with you too. I just caught them last weekend here in Detroit. They reformed for a show over there as well.
So yes, we love the Sweden Rock Festival. It's very organized, it's run really well, and it's quite a plethora of different types of bands, which is very, very enjoyable for us. And we get to hang with a lot of people that we don't see quite often that much. It's really a great festival, and we'll have a great time there.
So after Sweden, you come back, you're actually going to be in Michigan here for 2 dates. You have the Soaring Eagle Casino Show at Mount Pleasant. Then a week later, you have, I'm assuming it's the Rothbury Festival out in Rothbury, Michigan. Electric Forest, I believe they call it.
Yes, it is. And I know for most people, that's kind of a lot of flying, many miles put on the airline cards. But that's what you got to do these days. You got to keep touring. And we still, you know, embrace the lifestyle, and we love it. And we can hardly wait to play wherever we can, and especially in Michigan.
So you also had some recent stuff with Rat Pack Records. You did some solo stuff on the Soul Bender release. Is that something you did solo or you contributed to?
Yeah, Soul Bender was just a little side project that I did back in 2004. And, you know, got an offer for 10 years. Hey, do you have any other extra songs that are left over? And I said, well, yeah, we have some demos that didn't make the first CD. So, he goes, do you mind spicing those up and letting us put it out? So we concocted it, the deal, and we're going to have the original CD with 4 new songs on it.
Do you have any other side projects that you're kind of got packed away in the back of your mind, or are you just 120% focused on Queensryche being Queensryche again now?
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, go to all these different projects that I have. I will finish them at some point in my career, so I love the fact that, you know, I can be as creative as I can. But yes, I am wholeheartedly 100% Queensryche, and believe me, it's so much fun, you know, writing with a re-energized bunch of guys that get along so well.
So on the last album, you had a song called Redemption. Will we see a new song called Rejuvenation now?
It's hard to say what might come out of Queensryche. You know, we don't program anything as far as you know, trying to build a map or anything. It's pretty much, you know, we know what our DNA and the music scene is, and we kind of keep within those reins and then just let it all out and let the creativity, you know, hit the waves, and you know, whatever comes out, comes out. It's whatever it is. It's just a brutal chemistry that really wants to prove, you know, our fans that Queensryche has plenty of gas still left in them.
And most certainly endured. Do you think on the new album, will you guys explore any of the themes that you did in the past with computers such as NM-156 or Screaming in Digital?
I don't know. I mean, see, back then it was so special because technology you know, just coming of age, and you know, now it's kind of common knowledge. Everybody knows everything about everything because of the internet and computers. So I don't know. Maybe there's a new frontier to tap as far as something that you know, foresee in the future. I don't know. We're always open to all those interpretations and ideas, and we take them with a grain of salt.
Now, I know it's going to be most difficult to pick, but of all the older songs from the older catalogs, what are some of the ones that you just look forward to playing to on stage every night?
Well, I mean, it's just, it's obviously the EP, because that's back when I was a teenager, and it's always great to play songs from that EP. But also Rage for Order and The Warning, they're just, you know, great moments in time, great snapshots of, you know, some fun guitar work that Chris DeGarmo and I put together. And, it was just a very, 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 very embracing period for the band.
You guys ever think you'll go back and do a show like you did at the VLA show in the desert again?
You know, it's sometimes it's always needed to try and reach out to a different realm. You know, it's we're always trying to pull in ideas from whatever dimension is out there. But joking all aside, I mean, the line array, I mean, it's surreal to be out there with all the, you know, the technology, satellite and everything. So, that's just a great place that everybody should visit. You know, they're into all the technical stuff and possibly hearing some strange noise chatter from outer space.
So, on a side note, I know you had the got into the craft beer scene a little bit with the Whip Ale. How's the sales been going with that, and how did you conceive that product?
Whip Ale is you know, my recipe that I designed, you know, a few years ago, and it's been something that's been creeping along. It's just, you know, it's pure fun, pure joy, and just enjoying, you know, a good beer. Obviously, I call it Whip Ale because my nickname is The Whip, and, you know, we're managed to get this year. We're putting it in cans, so that'll be easy for shipping because so many people are requesting it. All over the U.S. And actually all over the world, but just kind of going slow going. You know, I don't want to blow up or anything, but I just wanted to be a smooth mover and just, you know, enjoy a frosty, tasty Whip Ale once in a while.
So now you obviously have some competition from Iron Maiden with the Trooper Ale, which has really spiked. It seems to be an interest from a lot of bands to come up with these craft beers all of a sudden. So I'm waiting to see a Danzig beer that just takes you straight to hell now.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's you know, able to do that. I mean, it's just, I live in a state where there's tons of great craft beers that are made here, and wines, whiskeys, absinthe, you name it, marijuana, everything's grown and made in Seattle, Washington. So for me, you know, it's more of a fun thing. I'm not trying to, you know, put my band on it or anything. It's just Whip Ale. It is what it is, and it just kind of survives, you know, in its own little market. Like I said, you know, it's just, eventually it'll creep into other states, and you know, we'll see where it goes.
Really? Well, I hope you sneak some in your luggage when you come back to Michigan. I'd sure like to try it. And when you come to Michigan, we're one of the top states in the country for microbreweries, so you'll definitely not be without good craft beers while you're here.
Oh, that's great. I know it's just, you know, there's connoisseurs of great craft beers all over the United States. And it's, you know, it's great that people are giving the smaller breweries, you know, a chance. It's just a really, really great thing that Americans do, and that's drink beer.
Absolutely. Michael, any last words for the fans out there?
Yeah, the fans, I mean, Queensryche is still going strong. There may be a farewell tour out there, but don't get that confused with real Queensryche.
Well, Michael, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you guys in about 3 or 4 weeks here. We'll have a good time. I'll bring you a nice pale ale, buddy.
Thank you, buddy, and that's very gracious of you. And hopefully we'll get some wood bale up there as well as some whipping guitar playing.
Right on. Tell Fozzie to get that photo pass ready for me.
You got it, buddy.
All right, Mike. Thanks. Take care, brother.